It's time to step into Tonia's kitchen. Here is Tonia King.
My guest is Chef Steven Petusevsky. And today, Steve shares one of his favorite recipes using pears.
This one recipe that I made for dessert is so incredibly easy and simple and delicious. Pears with gin and almonds.
Mm.
And it's just so simple. You just take some pears and cut them in half. Take the, you know, the core out. Just put them in a bowl and sprinkle them with some gin. Or if you don't want to use alcohol, you don't have to. You can do white wine. I put a little bit of agave, some lemon zest, and just toss them about. And if you want to make them a little unusual, you can put a nice pinch of black pepper in it. And then all I did was I cooked them in a grill pan. So if you're going to do them in a barbecue, you know, just get the grill hot and, you know, put the pears on and cook them on the grill for maybe like 8 to 10 minutes until they're slightly tender but still holding together well.
Mm-hmm.
And then take a plate and put sliced almonds on the plate, and you roll the grilled pear around in the almonds because the agave will make the almonds stick to it. Then you serve them warm with a little bit of vanilla ice cream or frozen yogurt, and they were so delicious that people in the studio were just going crazy over. You can do the same thing with peaches, too.
You know, it sounds interesting. Tell me why you use the gin.
It just gives it a very floral, aromatic flavor that goes with the perfume of the pear. You know, pear has like a very distinctive aroma or perfume to it.
Yes.
But somehow the gin and the perfume of the pear, boy, I'll tell you, it's like a match made in heaven. It's like spinach and feta.
Get the details at toniaskitchen.com.